There we go.
Okay. We're good? Yeah. All right. We have been called to order. There is a motion on the floor to approve the minutes from the 7th and the 21st with a correction, addition of some missing information on the last page of the minutes from the 7th. Commissioner Kipling made a motion. Is there a second?
A second.
Steve seconds. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. All righty. On to...
With the condition of completion of missing paragraph on item 8.
Yep. Yes, that was...
We built that into the motion.
Cool.
Got that. All right. Third agenda item then is the Slim Chicken Plan Review.
Did we approve the minutes on the 21st?
So we had done those in both, in one.
Okay, I just noticed on the 21st, and I wasn't even at the meeting, and you had me second. That's the 21st, right?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if...
Yeah, we can go through it. So with so I guess the edits from, so approve it with the edits on the September 21st meeting as well.
Line item 5.
Yeah.
I mean, I was absent.
Yep.
Sorry.
Oh, the 21st.
Okay. Line item 5 on the 21st.
What was it? I'm sorry. Steve, what's the correction you're looking for on that?
Number 5.
On 5?
Yeah.
You know, Steve.
The last sentence.
It says Steve seconded and he wasn't there.
Oh, okay. All right. Do we need to amend that motion then that we just made, or?
I'll make the changes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Then on to number 3, the Slim Chicken Plan Review.
All right, thanks. So Slim Chicken is requesting a plan review for a proposed drive-thru restaurant located at 1605 First Street South. So staff still needs to meet with Slim Chicken to get an understanding of the volume that they're expecting from customers. So one of the things that I handed you guys is essentially the agenda items with for Slim Chicken, and the red is their answers to some of the concerns, some of the staff concerns as well. So we'll address that secondly. I'll just read through this. No access to First Street will be provided. Setbacks as presented, comply with the code. 29 parking spaces are provided in the site plan, and they have a joint parking agreement for another 37 stalls that is contiguous with their lot for a total of 69 stalls. So I have a declaration of easements. I just have two copies of it. It's really long, but this shows the 37 parking spaces that are adjacent to it, that are contiguous to their lot, and they have a joint parking agreement that satisfies the parking requirement. Of 37 parking stalls for a total of 29, however many are required, they have enough. So then the comments, Fire Chief Hansen, the only thing I see at the point is the water main size needs to be at least 8 inches. I believe it talks about a 6-inch to the hydrant. That's addressed in the comments. Police Chief felt no WPD-related issues that I can see or think of. And then there were several comments from engineering. So the applicant shall submit a copy of the required NPDES construction stormwater permit to the City of Wilmer prior to the construction at the site. A 6-foot concrete sidewalk should be installed on the north side of the building to accommodate the vehicle bumper overhang. And so they said that this was changed, and so the interim city engineer has been out on vacation, and so we were trying to work through that earlier this week, but just kind of bad timing. So then the proposed parking lot drive aisle shall be a minimum of 24 feet in width. Rock logs should be considered along the east side of the site in lieu of the silt fence identified in the SWPPP erosion and sediment control plan. The applicant shall provide the City of Wilmer with a description of the proposed snow management removal for the site, and if snow is proposed to be stored on site, the storage location shall be noted on the construction plans, and then finally, all construction shall be in accordance with the City of Wilmer Standards revised plan shall be labeled final construction plans. Yep. And then there were comments from the utilities. There was some issues, just kind of, I think they didn't really know if the transformer was going to be used, and transformers right now are a really hot commodity just with, like, the supply chain. So they wanted answers on that. And so, like, in the comments provided, they will not be utilizing the existing building transformer. So that's good news. I'll let them know in the morning. And then the water concerns as well. So I'll reach back out to Alan, just kind of with where we're at. And so then the recommendation is to approve the plan, with the condition that all staff comments and recommendations be followed. But so you guys have a printout in front of you that's in color, and then you guys have a larger printout here that you guys can actually see, citing kind of some of the things that they were talking about as far as parking stalls, drive widths, widths of sidewalks, et cetera, et cetera. And then I believe there are several people from Slim Chicken here to speak tonight. I feel like someone from your team left a, not like a portfolio thing months ago, and I have it. So, yeah, we'll address that later. We'll address that later. All right. Turn it back over to you, Commissioner Marshall.
Okay. Commissioners, any thoughts, questions, discussion? Ladies and gentlemen, too, if you want anything you wanted to add to our discussion or points of clarification at all.
Yeah, did you guys, somebody was looking for some copies of menus. Do you guys still want those? No? Yes?
I do have those, so I mean, like, if the commission would like to see those, I can forward that to you all in the morning. I do have those. I did get your email with those.
Bring it on.
I think one of the things to note in this is that majority of their traffic volume is done through the drive-through and not dine-in. And I think that's something that's pretty typical now with fast food restaurants. And like with Popeyes, I mean, I think they said they do 80% of their traffic, their business through the drive-through. And so just something just kind of consider in the future.
Oh, just be nice to get rid of that building that's been sitting empty and get a new one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. The demo permit was issued a while ago.
So we're approving the plan review tonight.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so just with all the conditions, I know there were. Yeah, so detail on the new civil plan. So I'll get the new civil plan to Chief Hansen, just kind of regarding the water main. And then I'll send over the plans to Alan, just because he was really concerned about the water stuff. But that's it. So, but I mean, all of those are conversations with the utilities, conversations with engineering, the building official. Those things happen after things are approved. I don't think those deem any significant deviations from the plan submitted that would require resubmittal to the Planning Commission. So I mean, that's just pretty standard.
Would they be required to have an easement on the water line tie-in on the mall property, which is private property? The very last item that is mentioned by the city utilities.
Yeah, I was in the middle of the paragraph.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, they might actually need an easement, so probably.
Well, typically the private service line is private, it's not joint, and if they own the, are they buying the land?
Yeah,
then they wouldn't need it for their private service line coming across to their property.
No, sure they would, because both parcels are private property. Mm. It's a private
depends
line.
Depends on But the main's going through and they're tapping off of the main.
Yeah, but it's coming from the main over private property to private property.
Whatever. I'm not going to worry about it.
So, you want clarification on the easement or?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So that's something I can ask the utilities and just kind of provided their recommendation. I can give that update to the commission about what was decided. But that would be communicated to you all by the conversations that I have with the utilities tomorrow.
Well, and it's been called out here, so eventually there has to be an answer before they can do anything anyways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if this...
Go ahead.
If this comment here is accurate, if it's a private line coming from private property to another parcel of private property with... without the same owners, an easement would be required.
The whole water main service stuff around the mall is private.
So with all the other ones that like, I mean, we've outparceled, have we had to do easements for them? Or have we not? We haven't had like any reconstruction going on the mall lately.
That hasn't even been brought up because that's all being split into individual parcels now. Mm-hmm. That has not been brought up.
But there's a common owner on all of the splits at this point.
Except for now. What's going to happen if it starts getting parceled? Well, or like that, if they add on to the one area on the north side.
Are y'all opposed to an easement?
Are you talking for the water main or the sewer?
The water main.
I don't believe so. I have to look where it's at, but I would.
Depends on where the water main is at.
Yeah.
If the water main's not on this property and they're only tapping off that main to come to their property, then their main, their services coming to their property is their property on their property. Yeah. As long as the main is on the mall's property going through. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. Okay.
Well, that it shouldn't be a difficult burden. Just a similar recordable document, similar to the parking easement and the access easement.
Yeah, I'll just put on there if it's...
Make sure the I's are
dotted. And it's a benefit not just for the current owners, the new owner, but selling it in the future, subsequent owners. That's when the issues arise and they get real testy.
Put on our easements if needed.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
So the motion would be just... everything with the conditions set forth by staff and then any additional easements as needed.
All right. If there's not any further discussion, I would entertain a motion at this time.
Motion to approve with comments.
And any additional easements as needed.
Yep.
All right.
May be required.
There's the motion. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's the second. All right. We'll do a roll call. Jeff?
Aye.
Cletus?
Aye.
Kelsey?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, cool. I was going to say, All right.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Are they starting something with Spartan Paul yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we already have, like, the civil plans, structural plans, and architectural plans. I know they submitted for a building permit today. Are you guys expecting to get in footings this fall, or are you guys...
That's what we're trying for.
Yeah. Yep, so we'll see.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so actually, do you have one of these?
I do not.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, you can flip it over, but it's pretty big. All right,
on to our Stadium View Edition preliminary plat and subdivision discussion.
All right, so this one's pretty straightforward. The county is looking at subdividing where the cycling plant is and kind of putting that into four separate lots. And so since this is on a county road, this is a major subdivision. And so the total area to be platted is 7.33 acres. Four lots and an outlot will be created, and this will be a major subdivision. So I've already reached out to Mel for his comments. I sent over comments to police and fire, and then when the interim city engineer gets back, I'll send the plat over to him as well. And then so this has to go to council and everything. But these are already existing buildings. It's just the subdivisions that are new. So.
22nd is a county state aid road?
Yeah, so from...
I didn't think that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so from, I think it's from the Casey's West is county.
Well, 19th Avenue is. 19th Avenue which is county, mm-hmm. but 22nd Street.
Yeah, so
this, that's not, I don't think. Anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, so I looked into it, and so that stretch that is owned is county owned. So...
Okay.
And then I guess kind of at the end of this, we need to decide. So technically, under city ordinance, any subdivision that creates more than four lots is a major subdivision. And so this is four lots and an outlot. But historically, I feel like outlots have kind of been ignored, like in the count, but. Do you guys feel that we should count outlots in the count? That's separate from this, but I think we probably just need to make a decision just for record purposes.
And define outlot.
So outlots are just kind of not buildable, but just kind of like deed to roadway. And so that's kind of like in this, just kind of that way, like they're like the access for
access parcels.
Yeah, I guess am I explaining that
correctly? Yes, yeah, outlots a lot of times, storage, drainage ponds,
joint
easements, or not easements, but like storage, runoff ponds. Generally, you can see outlots used for that. In this instance, we're using them for access, like a private road, to delineate the access to those four separate lots. So, in most cases, they're not buildable.
So non-physical structures.
Yeah, there would not be buildings
above ground kind of thing.
Basically for the joint benefit of everybody.
What are the plans for this subdivision?
The plans for this, they're looking at selling off the old recycling center building and then retaining the three other lots at this point in time.
The one they're planning on selling off would be lot 2 of block 1?
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah. The big
yes,
one?
Yep. lot 2 block 1. Yep.
Will there be a recorded easement on the access through Outlot A to service all four lots?
Outlot A, the intention is to, the outlot will be owned, quartered ownership to each one of the lots, so then every one of those units can use that Outlot A as access. So they wanted to retain the traffic flow. It's kind of been around the buildings to hit some of those docks on the west side of the recycling center building. And also the household hazardous waste, we put an outlet through there. So the truck traffic can utilize, I guess the existing use of that property is always kind of use that loop for access. So they would like to retain that for access of all lots to continue to use as they currently are.
Well, was there any thought put to how they're going to maintain Outlot A as an access road? Is there going to be some sort of a written agreement between the four lot owners in the future that each contributes a certain percentage?
They were going to go quarter ownership on it. I don't know if the county is, you know, if their plan would be to have a maintenance use agreement on that or not. Kind of in the talkings with the county is it'd be quarter ownership, so if it needs to be repaved, every unit would have a quarter of that cost, is what their intent would be. I guess they didn't convey if they're going to have a formal agreement or not.
You said this is on county land?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this road right here is county owned. This portion of the road.
The road's county.
Yeah, and so since it has like access to it, then like it's a major subdivision.
But it's still within the Wilmer
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So since like the ingress and egress is on the county, onto a county roadway, it triggers a major subdivision. And so, because initially I was just wondering about just like the outlot versus like plus the lots created was going, like if that was going to trigger a major, but since it's on a county roadway, it is.
No. So. Yeah, and as far as your question earlier about do we need to consider, and so if let's say there was three buildings and then an outlot, would that be considered a fourth?
Yeah.
Is what you're wondering, and I mean, to me, I don't know, I suppose it's about traffic patterns in some way, but I wouldn't think we'd have to worry about an outlot if it's not going to be increasing
it's for the
use.
It's for the mutual benefit of all four properties. It's shared by all four properties. It's a common it's a common thing for plats to have outlots in them.
Just in a follow-up response to that, I know we've experienced many plats where an outlot might have been called for future development, so we name it an outlot, and then it ends up being developed or replatted. So I guess my thought on the answer to your question, Justice, is what's the use of this particular parcel as an outlot?
So we'll just kind of decide it case by case. So, but I think this outlot is clearly just an access road to each one.
Yep,
cool. That works for me then. Yeah, so just because I know I've gotten questioned before just kind of about it. And I was like, no. And it's like, this is an outlot. Like, we're not talking about something that's buildable. So that's fine. That'll work for me. Any other questions kind of pertaining to the subdivision? So this would be the preliminary plat, and then so the preliminary plat and the final plat is something that we would look at. So as long as all the information for the preliminary and final plat is provided, would that be something that y'all are comfortable with entertaining at the next meeting?
Yeah.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, so just kind of for a refresher, minor subdivisions, I think the difference between them, I think they all have to be approved by council. Minor subdivisions can be approved by council via consent agenda. Major subdivisions require, I think it's like a two-step process. I think it's like a public hearing at the council level. Yeah. So we'll approve the preliminary and final plat. Or we'll consider preliminary and final plat at the next meeting. And so then I'll talk to Mr. Runke just kind of regarding all the things that we'll need. And I'll read like the standards and everything that need to go into it. But any further questions just kind of regarding the subdivision?
And then you'll give me any of the comments before that so we can get those addressed on the final plat for next meeting.
Yep, I should have all those probably by Wednesday next week, just because I think Jared gets back on Monday. But, yeah, so just next month is a wonky month with Planning Commission meetings being before the council meetings. So you have a meeting on November 2nd, but council doesn't meet until November 7th. So
I would request, though, that you address that issue with the Outlot A road maintenance agreement. Address what the county's intention is with respect to that, because it's seems to me it's a necessity.
All right, we are on to miscellany number six.
We need to report on that.
No,
there's no action.
Nope. Okay. Yeah, no, sir, just preliminary. I guess. Do you have any other questions for us, Matt, or?
No, and then that next meeting would be that November 2nd.
Yep, November 2nd.
Okay. And then you would need the copies of the plat.
Yep.
10 days before, or?
This counts like in my mind like how we've been running it. So just kind of as soon as you can, I guess like when I get you the comments, you can send them in.
Get the comments added.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That works. Put it in the calendar. That's only 14 days, and get it 10 days before.
Yeah. No. It's it's brutal. Brutal. I think it's kind of the benefit of doing like the preliminary. That way we're all familiar. Not seeing things for the first time.
Those guys can work magic.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else?
No, I think I'm good. So
perfect. All
right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. All right. So two things, just kind of miscellaneous. One's just kind of a question and conceptually, the other one's actually kind of serious. So knocking down a house on a parking lot in R4. So I think it's, what's the business? Wholesale Battery, the place that has like the blinds on First Street.
Yep.
Like the
yep.
deer blinds. Yeah. So he would like to buy a lot behind his business that goes on the Second Street. The house was condemned like a week ago. And the guy wants to sell it to him. And so he was like, can I buy the building and knock it down and put up a parking lot? I have the misfortune of being aware of all the goings-ons and like all the things, like all the initiatives and everything. Just with the mayor's single family housing task force and like this emphasis on housing, I don't think it really makes sense to knock down houses and put in pavement. My other issue is that it's an R4 use, but for whatever reason, R4, a legitimate use in R4 is a parking lot, which is stupid. Like, can not
bring
even
that up.
Yeah, no problem. We should really meet in the other room. It has a much better.
Is that so? That's south of Helena?
Just north of Helena.
Just north would of Helena.
Would the reason have been for like
multi-family?
And that's why you have a parking lot, like apartments is R4 for apartments, so you'd have to have a parking lot.
But I don't understand why you wouldn't just make them subdivided and combine the whole thing to where, like, you know, the whole, like, it's one development, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, here we go. This thing never wants to work when I need it to. Hmm. All right. This thing stays in Paris to me, man. I feel like a professional, and then I walk in here, and I can't get the TV to work, and I'm always just like, ah. And I feel like I become like the Wizard of Oz, like pay no attention to the man who can't work the computer.
And, well, while you're trying to work on that, I learned something on the smart TVs that they have really crappy computer chips in them. And so if you still have a good smart TV, just buy a Roku or a Google or a Chrome, and they have, and so your whole system works a lot better. I learned that from our tech guy and then also my son.
Keyboard.
He said, just spend $60 and get that instead of buying a new TV. And it has made a big difference.
There we go.
So there you go.
Okay, I'm trying to.
The thing is already pulled. The... I don't need to type anything. Alright. But yeah, so just like full disclosure. That is a text amendment I would 1,000% make tomorrow of just taking that out as like a primary use for R4. Just because, I mean, like, it's supposed to be dense. The purpose is not to put a parking lot there. That kind of defeats the purpose.
Okay.
So you said the home was foreclosed but not condemned.
No, condemned.
It's condemned home.
So it's that bigger
it's
lot.
It's this house right here. And so what he wants to do... Can everyone see this?
Yeah. Okay. No.
All right, so... What he wants to do, this is his business, and he also wants to expand over. So he's like, I'm losing a bunch of parking, and he's like, I got tractor trailers rolling through, or I got trucks rolling through. And I kind of asked a little more questions. He was like, well, they're really just cargo vans. And I was like,
yeah, because they're not going to get on that Second Street yeah. very well, as narrow as that is. So
what he wants to do, I think it's this house right here. It's been condemned. And he wants to buy this lot, knock it down. And so he was like, well, I mean, like, a bunch of places on First and Second Street have done it, and they shouldn't have. This never should have been allowed.
There's what? Somebody probably at least five or so.
Yeah. Oh, there's a ton of them. There's a ton of them. So when you look at them, they're not zoned properly either. So this is R4. So technically, like, he just would be able to do it by right. But I think once I changed it, then it'd be a legal non-conforming use. So we kind of went back and forth about like what the process would be, but so there's one here.
You got me.
And so I guess kind of the relevance of this is that in R2, a parking lot is not a legitimate use. Like, it's not allowed. People have called about it before, and we don't allow it for the very reason of that. Like, you live in a neighborhood, not next to a parking lot, and also homes are valuable. But yeah, I mean, along First Street, I mean, it's been done multiple times. McDonald's has it, mm-hmm. Jimmy John's has it.
Another the place New York,
Yeah. Oh, yeah, New York Subway.
Has it.
Yeah.
The old Subway.
Euro's
got it.
Yeah.
And up even north of
Minnesota, right?
Yeah, so but down here though, what he has is R4, and so it just would be straightforward. So what do you guys?
Well, you don't really have an option.
Well, your two options are either amend the ordinance for R4 or rezone that as R2.
Yeah.
Really, because that's not...
Okay, is this R2, the lot right? We're showing
yeah,
again
now?
Here.
What would make more sense for a contiguous zone on that
Yeah, and so I guess this is the other thing. I have no idea why this is the way this is.
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
This doesn't
because
make any
all,
sense.
They're all houses.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't a house.
Yeah. Okay, that's the lot right now. You've been going up and down so much, I lost track of where we're at. We're the south, we're another block south yet, mm-hmm. we're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, so this is Jimmy John's. No, right. no, this is it right here. This is
Oh,
it.
That's okay, there you
yeah,
go.
This is it.
So,
okay, so
but the only thing,
on mm-hmm.
the multiple housing stops way south of Olina.
Right, oh, yeah. So this is like 15,
that's,
yeah,
I
so
guess,
these are the apartments.
Yeah.
I don't understand why all these buildings
unless somebody someday
up here were rezoned.
There.
And you have O'Malley and Crone's office, which is a converted house too, right there, further to the north.
Oh yeah, that's
which
right.
is commercial.
It's
yeah,
yeah,
so there's been
there.
All kinds
yeah.
of exceptions here.
Oh yeah.
No rhyme or reason. Any strong opinions, or just kind of come back to you guys with it?
My thought is that if he's going to add on to the front, and he's going to lose some. Parking space
and according to him, he says
stuff.
He's really busy. Asked around in the department, and they were like, "Yeah, I went over there to get some batteries, and it was jumping. Like I had no idea there were a ton of people there."
Yeah.
I've never been there once for anything, but like he's. And then he also says that he has to keep all of his inventory on site, and so the building that he's building is going to be to accommodate his storage needs. So he was like, "No, like I'm really, really busy." So he doesn't want to lose any parking, and so that's the other thing. He wants to accommodate all of that.
Okay, so if that house is condemned.
Mm-hmm.
it's probably going to get. if the house is condemned, it's probably going to get tore down at some point. So is the lot just going to sit there barren and be a nothing spot anyway?
Could be dilapidated for a while, possibly.
Or I mean, even after it's tore down, is the chances of somebody building another house on that lot?
Or like you know, this
I don't think so.
Mayor's single family housing thing, you know, HRA, you know,
what's
buys
the,
it, blah blah blah.
What's
blah,
the
blah,
size
blah.
Of the lot?
Probably 50 foot, oh, maybe.
Tiny.
50 by 100.
Yeah.
50 close.
Tiny's under 40 foot wide, by the way.
Yeah.
Just saying.
There are some
the
narrow ones
area
in there.
In Minneapolis.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you have a foot between the walls of the
adjoining
building.
So it's probably like
50
feet.
Yeah, 2 feet.
It's probably like 50 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can shake your head.
Yeah, so it's probably like 50 feet.
I mean, it seems like if it helps him build a better store, bigger store, that would kind of offset.
I mean,
as long as so many other stores have got done the same thing already, it's...
Well, and the question is, yeah, so the other question is, as you had mentioned, Jonathan, is why is it zoned the way, and is that the right kind of zoning that we should have on a residential side versus the commercial side?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got kind of a split personality in that whole corridor
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense.
It's kind of encroaching on each other.
And then what...
Well,
and we just redid 2nd Street, right? And then what's the traffic flow increase?
This is also incorrect. This isn't a general business. This is government. I should have told Matt while he was here, because they're the ones that maintain all this. But yeah.
Well, that's kind of similar to what they did when they were putting the Caribou in, right? They bought that lot
yes.
to the west, and then
yep.
yeah, and the
that was in a residential.
The discussion was that the original lots on First Street are too small to accommodate new and existing commercial, and in the concept is to
spread the pain a little
to
bit,
move
yeah.
mm-hmm. to over time convert those adjoining blocks into the commercial
Yeah, I think that was the intent.
Yeah.
On where the caribou is. All right.
So cool with moving forward, with the idea of replacing the house or the parking lot, possibly conceptually, not agreeing to anything, just kind of.
I think that would.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what the fair thing is.
I mean, especially if it could be.
That's my thoughts. That's totally my thoughts. These. I was just like, I don't know, man. But I feel like the people in Second Street, man, they're just going.
Jimmy
through
Jones.
It. They're just going through.
Well, they lost all their trees.
I think you'd have a concern if you're looking at changing ordinances just to defeat a potential future application.
It wouldn't be just for this. I mean, I think if it's R4 or R5, houses should be there, like apartment buildings, large apartment buildings, not a parking lot.
But you're going to face the same issue if you change to R2. Yeah. You're still not going to have a parking lot there. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is First Street side general business?
Mm-hmm.
So all those other ones, the Jimmy Johns's and the McDonald's and all those, did that lot on Second Street just stay residential, or did that change?
Some of them did, but it's just the county. I mean, I have to confirm with ours. I mean, our zoning map needs to be updated anyway. But I imagine Doug already left, but Doug was a part of all those deals securing those homes and knocking them down and putting up parking lots. So.
Well, you're always going to have, boundaries. You're going to have residential and it's going to bump against general or whatever the case might be somewhere, that transition zone. But when you've got it split down the block like that, that's when it gets sticky. And there's not the clear delineation between the two.
Well, my biggest issue would probably be, I'm not against it. It'd be maybe a larger concern if it was, let's say, a place that was active till midnight, right? And then you have a lot more traffic running through in a residential area.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is just
like
the battery.
Hours, which is probably closes at 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is he planned? I mean, would he intend to have some sort of notion of through traffic with that?
So he wants that for, so no, occasionally he does want access to go through, because currently when he does get tractor trailers in, they have to turn around. It's just like it'd be easier if he could just go through.
That's going to be, that's got to be tight.
And then the question is, if it's changed to that, do we have different setbacks where's the regulation or the codes on that for setbacks for a parking lot versus a non-parking lot? Is it just stay the same as a residential, so it's 10 feet setback or whatever it is?
Yeah, so we could look at the parking configuration.
Green space that would have to be,
now
you're losing all the green space.
So I think that's something. Parking lots are totally at the discretion of myself and the engineer. So, parking lot design, we could get, we could give them the through, like the through, but then, we could probably still require that he has, like, an island and, like, a buffer, et cetera, et cetera.
Some green.
Yeah, we could do that.
Between the houses, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I feel you.
Yeah.
So there aren't any plans for the house once it's condemned?
No, house has been condemned. I talked to the building official and the building inspector, and they're like, "Man, a parking lot looks so much better than what's currently there."
And if you don't do something with it, that house could remain there for years.
Yeah, totally true.
Well, I suppose it depends on if the owner's going to tear it down or if.
The owner's begging, is telling this guy he should totally buy it and put up a parking lot.
That also benefits the owner, right? If they can make something from getting out of it.
Yeah.
In a sense, it kind of benefits the adjoining properties to not have a blighted property right in the middle either.
Be interesting to know what the homeowner on each side had to say.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good input too, if they'd be happy to have
that.
Are
those rentals or are they home? Do we know?
Oh, I can find that out. That's pretty easy. That's pretty easy to find out. But yeah, no, I can ask the adjoining property owners. That's no problem. All right, cool. Cool.
What would be the procedure if the person bought the house and brought this before the commission.
I wonder if it might be.
Wouldn't even come here, would
it? Yeah, I was going to say, it might be a by right situation. Yeah, might be a by right. But, I mean, still, I mean, you know, I feel like this is like a land use decision of, like, putting parking lots in residential areas is kind of silly.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make sense. But, yeah, so that's cool. I can move that.
But that's, is that the serious one or the non-serious
one? No, it's the non-serious one. Okay, so so this one really doesn't have to take long because there's not a lot of dialogue on it. But I really appreciate the gusto at, like, the last meeting. For the conditional use permit, but there was not a public hearing, and I know that because I scheduled it for the next meeting. So they're gonna have to come back, and then like we'll have the public hearing and all that. I'll call Becky and kind of straighten all that out.
That's
oh, for the water.
No, for the for Happy Halal, like in the industrial park. Yeah. So. You guys voted on it, and it really just should have been, like, preliminary, but, like...
Because there wasn't a public hearing.
Yeah, there wasn't a public hearing. And so I don't think Becky's done anything, but... So that was the reason that, like, the minutes aren't done either. Yeah. All good. Leslie was pinching for me because she sent me to a training, so I wasn't here. But, yeah, so we're good. I really want that project to go through, so I don't want them to be sued and be told that they have an illegitimate conditional use permit. So, all good, really just kind of, I'll call Becky, and then we'll work through it. And so she'll be at the November 2nd meeting with the public hearing, and I'll be legitimate.
So. Well, the only people that would be there would be FedEx, I suppose, within the circle.
Yeah, it's not, it's... Yeah, and they're not concerned about it. They located it. They almost bought the property next to Genio.
Genio already expressed their opinions at the council meetings.
Yeah. And
expressed their what?
Their concerns.
But yeah, so that's really it. So that's all I got. Okay. So we're maintaining the record.
Or close anyway.
Amen.
Unless there's any more business, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We're adjourned.